Blog Talk Radio.
That's just wonderful. And it's the Sam Cooke, that tune. Okay, change gonna come. All right, thank you for tuning in today. Don't feel all that bad. Still have a lot more improvement to make. How are you today? I hope you're okay. I am taking a internal impression of where I see the world society is leading. The image that I see of the world society right now is taking on, morphing on putting on an image anti-history, pre-history. And nobody's doing this but the white people. Oh, gosh, man. It's not that it's awful. It's awful. But however, you know, when I take a deeper thought about what's happening, now there is this saying that you know, like somebody who is in anomaly have their interests on things that are what is named anomaly, which means uncivilized ways and civilized action. What I have read in history about civilization, when did civilization begin on Earth? The World History Textbook tells me what that is. And I remember there was a time when I was someone inundated with white people abusive mentality. And since they came about and begin to do things to affect civilization, their attitude is to spread abroad themselves, to dominate with the attitude of homosexuality. To the point where when you listen to the things that they are propagating, the attitude, it's not anything about civilization. So you would wonder, how did they come to talk? How white people come to talk? What's their species? Where they come from? That's important. They have spread the notion to a certain type of people. And unfortunately, the African people are swallowed up by that attitude. And the reason why it is happening with a very thick perception that D. Anna Domini is a government, and that white people are a civilized set of people. No, history doesn't say none of that. History doesn't say any of that. But because going back, say 2,000 years ago, a lot of people don't realize that world society, going back 1000 BC, going back 1000 BC, remember, there was no AD Anno Domini there. There was no church or nothing. 1000 BC. So that's a good you know, millennium, right? And at the rate that people develop a perception, a worldview today, what do you think they make it up after? They make it up of a homosexual belief. Even if you are not homosexual. But judging from the amount of African people that accept Jesus as a personal savior, there is absolutely no truth to be found about that. And the very thing by which they are living by comes from civilization. Now, just think, you know, if you're not grounded on history, prehistory, like the history that tells about the flood, and the entire whatever happened before the flood and after the flood. Homosexuals don't care nothing about that. And why homosexuals don't care anything about that is because homosexual will produce a Bible that talks about a God that make Adam and Eve in the garden. But if you know who white people are, you would just disregard all of that nonsense. Because there is no history that says white people were created in a garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. There is no history to say that. You see, and right now, what I'm saying, when they hear things like this, they are about to, like, you know, I mean, cut my mic off because they cannot afford for anybody to hear it because they are insecure about the truth of civilization, that they don't belong to it, but they're squeezing themselves in and lying like Trump in the court. I mean, Trump filed a whole lot of cases and lost all of them as far as I remember. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how many cases he lost. He still continue to file more of the same. Well, that's a homosexual man right there. Listen, the reason why you look and see some white people behave like they are not homosexual, they're doing it because of civilization and the pressure civilization is having on these sodomite white people, them, who are coming from hominid primates beginning. So they are fighting very hard. And they have a lot that they are working with. They are working with the fact that they have done a few things and set some precedences that they have all the support staying the idea of those things because they get to take over education, healthcare, everything that they call their government. And it's just not true. No, I see the truth, you know, as it were, like a boxer. Oh my God. No. Waiting on the right time to knock these people down and out forevermore. Because only reason why the world is in the shape it's in is because of homosexual mentality. They don't have a brain for civilization. But yet still they produce a Bible talking about God make Adam and Eve in a garden. Now, when they talk about Adam and Eve, they're not talking about anything relevant with white people that come from apes. Because it is clear, ask Darwin how they come about. It's through evolution. I mean, you know, flesh and blood, evolution. It wasn't sex, male and female sex, that like we have in civilized humanity. You have a man and a woman came from hybrid origin, mixed blood by scientists. That's the way human being hybridization come about. All right, and you read in the World History textbook that it was while you have their white people hominid evolution began 3 to 4 million years ago. It was 250,000 years ago that the human species came about in Africa. Yet still, they persist to say the hominid were humans. They're doing. And they are now calling themselves not by their species, that is hominid, and by a subgroup called Homo erectus. No, they're not going by that anymore. They're calling themselves Homo sapien. And how did that come about? Since they are from 3 to 4 million years development. This is what is going on, and people are more, I mean, since everybody believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is what these white people make up. So I'm telling you, when they're talking about Bible and Adam and Eve, they do that because they didn't transformation by transgressing the safe keeping of the hybrid people who migrate from Africa 100,000 years ago. And they molest these African hybrid people. Why today we are in such crisis? And they scoop up the African people into their homosexual concept of Christianity. You imagine that BC 1000, only about 50 million people, they say. It's Smithsonian, right? About 50 million people. You mean all of these hundreds of thousands of years that go by, there never was more than 50 million people. How many people now since over the past 2,000 years? I mean, Smithsonian says 50 million people in the world. BC. BC 1000. Right? So if there were just 50 million people back there, you know, 1000 on BC. Well, so how long ago is that now? 1000, and then we put on like about another 2 or 2,500 years. And we now, I mean, more than quadruple, and, you know, take it further. We are coming from 200,000 years ago now, right? From 1000 BC, 50 million people. Okay, so you over the past, say, 2,000 years, that they changed from the solar calendar, which represent the BC era, according to what they call it. It's the polytheism era anyway. But these sodomite white gay people change up everything that is civilized and put it for them fucking asshole way. That's what is going on. So what they have as a government right now, if you go as an African person into their court system and ask them for jurisdiction of their court, they'll never be able to give none to you at all. They can't represent a government with jurisdiction at all. So it is the madness that they impose on the African people. Why? There's nobody saying or doing anything to say, hey, we are gone out of the way. We are supposed to be living civilized. What is civility? And what is civilization based on? Where it come from? Now, these white people, they know very well what prehistory is. They know what civilization is. They know the Elohim, the gods, but they don't care because all they care about is fucking asshole. White people. That they are making laws to provide for two men to fuck each other and two women to fuck each other. And nobody is paying attention to that. African people not paying any attention to that. Worse is the government, the Africa government. How they turn these people loose like wild crabs. Africa no longer administrate kingship government. And the evidence of what has been done on the earth, they who brought civilization, these white people decide that they don't want feet, they don't want none of that. And as long as we don't, with this foolishness that they have a government, we will die and leave them having their way. But, you know, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's reached the point now where, you know, I don't see these people going much further than where they are right now. Because they're not making any civilized sense. No sense. And what is going to really, really wipe them out is their disrespect for the Elohim gods. Without the Elohim gods, they wouldn't be here talking, because it's what the Elohim gods come and have done why they are there talking. Whether it be good or bad, but if we were never created, these white people would have been extinct long time ago. But something is playing out, and if you are paying attention and, you know, try to get good knowledge of the history that bring us where we are, civilization is not fucking asshole, okay? The creation of the Elohim people is not fucking asshole. And that's what these white people want. And when I'm telling you that you look into the world history textbook, it does not record any life pertaining to homosexuals. And they, the hominid white Europe homosexuals, they are not written in the world history textbook as civilized people. The Bible that you say they have is simply because African leaders in government turn fool, not virtually, but actually idiots, not running the civilized government that we are given by the Elohim gods succession to rule. And that's why you read in the World History textbook, it is clear. We are given the right to rule. So these fucking ass white people go over there and had to what they have already done 100,000 years ago. And that is infect the entire sapien species with their bad blood. Which African people don't have the bad blood of these white people? How does it happen? Nobody don't know. Well, hardly anybody know. Well, I just start read the other day and begin to find out. All right. But what I want to more deeply is about what is true about civilization. What they can go ahead, go back to Europe. That's where the Sodomites is supposed to go, back to Europe. It doesn't matter what they are doing and saying. It only takes, you know, very, 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 swift space of time to get rid of white people. They think that they are here forever and they can do whatever they want and they don't care about is only what they are thinking, you know, and what is most important. At a time like now that they are making laws to marry same-sex people. Now, they don't think that we are a people at all, you know. They don't think we African people are anything. So they come here after we've been here like 50 years in the Western world, and they come now and decide that they're going to pitch their tent everywhere we settled in the Western world. That's what they're doing. They don't care anything, and because, yes, you know, they spew their bad blood into our ancestor, and yeah. Today, none of us have any sense. You know, you understand what I mean. Some of us are getting back to our senses. And that's where things are going to change. And these white people who think that they have something going on, they're going to find out that, you know what? They were wrong. And it cannot come to them.
themselves that they should go back where they come from and leave people alone. Otherwise, they're going to lose themselves. They don't think so. You see, because fucking body is all that, you know, I mean, get them where they want. Get them the eye that they want, fucking body. And if they don't understand that, we serious. I am serious about civilization. They don't have to care about it, but I have to care about civilization. Get up and go back where you come from and get rid of the delusion, okay, that is making you think that, oh, forevermore, you're going to be here. Because I'm telling you, it's not true. It's not true. Church is not true. Jesus is not true. None of the homosexual people them thing that they come here with and use it and, you know, destroy our way of life. I'm telling you, it's not going to last for much longer. These sodomite white people, them, they just care about what they are thinking and, oh, the federal government and all this. They don't have not name government. Because if they had government, they would have it before the gods come here. They would have it before we were created. They don't understand what is it they are up against, these white people. You see what I mean? All right. I know what they're up against. And let's say I am ringing the bell, right? I am up on the housetop. I'm telling you, get out of our territory. Not just one, but everyone that you have, your people, be there and be, you are a pestilence to the African people. You white, sodomite, fucking ass people. You see? And all you're saying you have and you're the leader, mainstream people and all this kind of stuff. You don't know what you're doing. Right? Because after you fuck asshole and everything, how do you know what is civilized? You don't know that. And although those the churches out there and, you know, you turn us into fool and we are all over Jesus Christ. And it don't exist. Neither. A lot of the African people any longer has a brain that is functioning to know that Jesus never exists. You know? And all those whole bunch of nonsense they write in the New Testament. And nobody is able to say the Old Testament prophecy don't fulfill about Jesus. Where in the New Testament you see fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah come to pass? Where in the New Testament is it written? It's just not there. But yet still, they all, as Christians, decided, oh, that Jesus come and was crucified. But the prophet never say the Messiah should be crucified. So you're out there being blown like dry grass, dry pieces of wood or leaf blowing. Talking about Jesus, my Savior and Lord. Where it come from? Where? Where does it come from? You could only be seeing that possible by fucking asshole. Really? Anyway, I just want to say that and let you know what's going on out there in the world out there. You don't want to go out there into that. You sure don't want to go out there into that. But how are you going to avoid getting mixed up with what is going on? You know, when you don't know anything else and anything you're going to plan on doing, how defiled it is, or how clean can you make anything out there? Which way can you take and you don't get defiled by what is around you with the kind of nature you have in your system? You see? Because what these white people put up out there as church and anything like moral way of life, what do they know about moral way of life? White people don't know about moral way of life. They do not. None of them. Because if they were, you would have known. There's nothing that they are doing that tells you that white people are civilized. You're talking about, you know, halfway civilized? Because how did they come to be talking? White people can't tell you that. And it's not because they might not know how they come to be talking when they began talking. No, that's something that they cannot afford to tell. You see, when they are competing with us, they are competing with us. You see what I mean? And because we don't know, most of us don't know, well, like I tell you all the time, I just start to read and begin to see stuff. You see? And if you do not know that human as a whole don't have a universal value, because you read, whether you get it from history or get some insight from the Bible, mankind was never, not talking about white people, because white people were never created a human. They evolved, okay? And like I tell you, along the way, they get into transformation a little higher than where they were. They are talking now and stuff like that. So you have got to read to know exactly the transition that these hominid primates, monkeys, where they come from and how they get to be where they are. You have to learn that and know. Otherwise, how are you going to know? You're going to take them like they are another breed of good human beings, but they are not. They take on some attribute of human, yeah, but that don't make them humans, you see? And first of all, who were the first creatures? It was them, not us. They were, but they, for almost 3 to 4 million years, did not have speech. They didn't have speech. They don't have what it takes in their throat to speak a language until they go through some interbreeding with our species, the Neanderthals. That's all. You ask them. They can't hide it now. You see, they interbreed with our species. That's the reason why they don't look like monkey, real monkey today. The emphasis I am putting on is that you cannot afford for white people to lead you astray. You understand me? We cannot afford for them to lead us down in the gutter. Whatever value we have from creation, we want to keep that, because a lot of our people were destroyed in the flood because what? They did not keep their first estate. You see, we cannot afford for these fucking asshole white people, no matter what part they say they're playing, in world affair, we don't want them here to play nothing into our way of life. We want them out. All right. And further, I am saying we cannot afford to stop living our life. You read about the BC era, these white people were not there doing anything that is worthwhile at all. Nothing. Aren't it that they had done something, that they are talking and look like human, make it difficult for us, you see. Because if we don't read, we won't find out who they are. But if we find out, what do we do with that knowledge? They are not of us. You see what I mean? And they are pushing hard to get rid of our knowledge of them. That's what they are doing. But there is something awaiting them. And they will find out when the time is right. All right. It's so that it is important to understand how our communication with civilization, and about 12 years ago, scientists from South Africa made a trip over into South Africa. And I want to, like, remind you about this, because if you want to put power in your life, you will have to learn the truth, and you will have to love the truth too. All right, so I keep on telling you about this link that I keep around to give it to people, because this is a educational information that white people don't care about. Because look, I tell you that when white people is put the Bible together and take on the African people's character, when their creation, simply because they are hiding the way they originate. White people are hiding the way they originate. And by hiding it, they can now morph our character. Yeah. Anytime they're talking about Jesus is a African character. Whether or not they want to admit, but if you know the history and who Yeshua is and know what were they doing lately, just lately, not like 2 million years ago. What were they doing 2 million years ago? Were they doing any imperial colonialism or anything? No, they couldn't talk nothing. They were just up into Europe there. I mean, they say they make stone tools. The way they exist, it's a different thing from civilized existence. So they were not anything. And they just don't want us to turn the page and look back to where they began their existence. They don't want that. So they want to appear like they are like us. Okay? The Bible that you see they write there is for them to have space, opportunity, and to have make situation come about where we think they and us are created by the same God. Now, we don't have the Adam and Eve creation at all. We have prehistory, Sumerian history. So when they are there with the Bible and stuff like that, they just hope and pray that we don't find out. That's what is happening. Now, but everything that we are living by, they try to give it a different name and all this kind of stuff like that. For example, the calendar is something that's been here thousands and thousands of years, set up by the Elohim gods. You know, if we lose the knowledge of the history of the gods that came to planet Earth, it is their appearance on Earth for the first time to do civilized things. That's how we get the first week of a month. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. Right? 7 days make a week. It comes from them. What these fucking asshole white people are doing with us now, they get a chance to fool us. Them are the devil. White people are the devil. If you don't know, it's them. And everything we are into, them deceive us into it. How could we become sold out slave to white people if they were not the devil? You think it was a demon that worked something that let us fall from grace? No. These jackasses, primates, they are the ones that bother us, okay? And now behaving like, you know, everything is all right. So, my friends, if you cannot afford to give yourself understanding, well, you will perish. But like I'm saying to you, these people don't care nothing about the African people because we are created different from them. They come and interfere with us, and a lot of bad things happen to us that today we can't even rule ourselves. See what Africa do? Is sell us to these people. And look at the kind of stuff they do to us. Right? And some of us begin to see, but some of us ain't seeing nothing. Now, you know, you just can't help a person if they can't help themselves. And if they are not a lover of the truth in our history, and they want to go to church and read the Bible and say, hey, amen, and all this kind of jackass nonsense, you know, I mean, we didn't work a lot before, and it's worse when you turn against yourself and don't want to, like, you know, make the most of what you value. Too bad. Too bad. Because we who regard our Creator will get mercy and get good things from them. So if you don't want none of that, well, just prepare for what you don't really want. But if you really want things that are good, you will have to behave good, right? And if you want to follow these white people and think that, oh, you get things from them because they have to give you money, they have to find a job, and all, well, it is because we are following them and believe nonsense. It's the reason why we are in the state we are in. But you look and see, if all African people decided no more church, okay, let's say overnight, they just get division now and realize that church is not good for them, you would see a dramatic change the day of, instantly, as somebody discover what is good. Light shine. Light shine, not darkness come, right? And it is a fact that we are wasting our lives, or the little value we have, it's gone. You see? And if we begin to understand that you were not created to do anything else but to do chores for the gods that created us. We civilized humans, hybrid humans, yes. And we allow these white people to lead us astray, that we don't know ourselves anymore. Well, I'm ringing the bell. I'm telling you things, and hopefully some of us may come to our senses. So, thank you for tuning into the program, listening to Black Talk Radio Show. They haven't, bothered my program since about 3 or so days ago, right? But they still continue to mess around with what I'm saying. Anytime they find out, for real, because it's taking them a long time to find out, I am not a joker. And when I tell them they are not civilized, they know it's true. When I tell them to leave our territory, they know that is true too. Okay? And they're not going to have nothing but hostility from above. From above. Because be done a certain way, and people must take heed. They don't think they are to take it because they think so. They evolve and start to talk and begin to follow civilized ways. They think that they're going to take that and forevermore they are civilized. That's what they are thinking. But they cannot fear off well because they are homosexuals. Okay? And they would think that, oh, everything is going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. It is not all right. No, it's not. Right? And you think that we don't value nothing. You're going to find out how much we value in a little while. Now, I'm going to read something to you. Those, my friends, who want to who want to get knowledge of the real world that we are looking at and where we are enjoying ourselves and, you know, making plans of this and that and the other. I've been thinking a long time now, quite a few years, about myself. On what is good for me. You know, I can only do good for me. And if I remain good, I'll be able to help other people to be good too, right? So, but I'm concerned with myself. And I'm concerned about the things I know and don't want to lose knowledge. I want to accumulate, right? And so it is. So I want to read to you some key points made by the scientists of South Africa. They went into the inner part of South Africa about 12 years ago. And I want you to read just a little portion of what they say and hope that you may be inspired by what they say. So here it goes. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from M. Ma Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. You get that? Now, this is what the link is about. Continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. I have the link here, and there is another hour. Anybody would like to call in and connect with this link? It is good for knowledge and to draw one closer to more and more interest into prehistory that tells us how we originate. Don't let nobody tell you nonsense. Get the knowledge for yourself, right? So I do, and I don't tell anybody to believe what I tell them, because I didn't become a talker because I keep on listening to people. I have listened to people, for half a century or more. I listen to a lot of people talk. And, I cannot tell you that anybody impacted me by introducing me to civilization. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Nobody impressed me with that good knowledge of civilization and where it come from, right? And how it is dispersed about by people. Nobody, until my reading, accumulation of the right thing to think about, put things into perspective, notice all the all the elements that are relevant to what has transpired on Earth by the visitors from the Nibiru planet, and that through them we are able to have civilization. And so I want to read a little from a history writing about this book. Is titled, the author is Zachariah Sitchin. Okay? The Lost Book of Enki. Enki is the scientist who introduced creating the hybrid to help them with labor after they were not able to keep their guys working. Their guys want out. Some of them want to go back home. And how we came about
was the knowledge of a scientist that decided that they can produce a primitive worker to take over the workload that those gods were carrying, the yoke that they were bearing, okay? Now, this is not for white people. What I'm saying has nothing to do with white people, because white people, not our companion. Whatever happened, if you don't know and get mixed up and gone to their church and stuff like that, you get messed up. Because I was messed up for quite a while, from age 7 when I begin to, you know, want to be in the church. To think about where my mind was, and over those years, from a child on, until I turned into an adult, I am telling you that if you don't pay attention to history to know, well, it's just like from the day you're born, you have a birth certificate, but you never even see it. Moreover, to know what is on it, you're only told that you have a birth certificate and you never seek to get it. But if you want to travel, you bet, you'd have to get your birth certificate, because you have to have an ID to be processed. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you don't want to know why these white people changed from the calendar, the civilized calendar, if you don't want to know that, well, follow them and go to church and praise Jesus and all that kind of foolish rubbish there. Okay, and about AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. Those things are filth. In the year of our Lord, it does not have any anthropic foundation of truth about Jesus Christ and in the year of our Lord. These guys are really fucking fools to talk about they're making a government, whereas all the constitution and everything like, and the government, federal government with all the institution, them rest on fucking foolishness. AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord, where they worship Christmas and Easter and all that kind of thing. And the foolishness they write in the Bible say the prophecy fulfilled. You know, those things, no prophecy, no fulfillment. So just let you know that what we are doing is because 100,000 years, these people messed up our brain. And now some of us are coming to our senses after many, many thousands of years. Right? So, as long as you learn the truth, they suck salt, these white people. Of course, we understand how they get wealth. They get it from us. The Africans, they give it to them. You see what I mean? And they don't care whether these people kill us or not, because they say since 2600 years, right? Like 2,600 years ago, they give these white people power to remove our king in Rome. So if you think I'm joking that our brain is gone, you can sit there and think where you are thinking. I'm looking at the evidence. Now, you wouldn't be able to, like, refute me with any evidence because you turn too much of a fool. You can only, like, say, well, no, that's not true, but find the evidence and show it to me. Something go wrong with us. And if you want to be one of them and in the number when no saints go marching in, you can stay there and follow these, you know, these primates, white people, okay? Because that's what they are.
You know, I mean, because you may think they're doing things and look like human beings, sound like human beings. You think they're legit? Nothing like that. Nothing like that. But, hey, we come into a complex world. We will have to read and find out, you know, all the little crevices and corners of things we don't understand. You see what I mean? And have I struggled to understand? Of course I do. But the thing is to seek the good sense and how to use it is something that is, I mean, very, very serious. You have got to want to have the right knowledge and know exactly how to live your life. So I give you this little excerpt about where we're coming from and how the church has made it bad for us, because we really believe in this Jesus and Adam and Eve in the garden and stuff like that. Unless you read the history and know, you will die with a whole bunch of foolishness in your mind. But you want to have good knowledge and mean that is a record of the past, you have to get it by. Okay? I'm going to like end this little segment and come to this next section or segment. Okay? I'm talking something that is, for me, very, very crucial, okay? Very crucial to me, what I'm going to talk and tell you. It means so much to me. I can't make it mean anything to you. It's really up to what's going on in your head, all right? People who are, what you call it now, skeptical about certain things, it's going to be up to you. If you want to be skeptical and something here that I found that it's along the line of which my brain regard a chain of information that lead me to settle for history, prehistory, and not the Bible, because the Bible is without roots. It is without proper orientation and precedence. There's nothing in the Bible to bring you to what makes sense, like I am talking about right now, and feel, you know, that I am touching, you know, like a rotor. Rotor in the car's carburetor, you know, that goes around and touch points so that, you know, you get current. Yeah. In what I think now about the world and about civilization is something that I am touching, you know, points with power in what I know and can explain. Now, who is going to say something with contrast and knock down my position? You know, because if you say you believe in the Adam and Eve and I begin to question you, you need to like hold that stuff together. If you can hold it together, you turn a fool. Adam and Eve in a garden. God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Somebody begin to question your sense of believing into that. You would have to be coherent. You will have to be everything that shows that your head is wired up right with what you're saying. And if you can't do it, it's like if you're in court, you know? And it's like, what, Giuliani? Whatever his name is, Giuliani. They are into this January 6th insurrection, right? And it's all about trying to push Biden out, Trump in. Now, the worst thing is when you know something is wrong and you still continue try to make something out of it, and you know it's a risky running. Trump, from what they say, confessed that he knows he lost, but nevertheless, he's still going to go ahead with his scam, right? And he filed a number of cases in court supporting what he knows is, you know, is our lies. He continued, and he's, you know, it's like he just decided all the losses, he going to find a way to make those losses pay off like he won, right? Now, oh, look. I'm saying that when they are asked for evidence to what they are pursuing, all of the people who are supportive to the evil cause, they fail to show why they have a legal right to pursue that. They couldn't show the very crooks of the cause, because they didn't have none, right? Now, you think about making a fool of yourself and think that it's going to pay off. That's what they do. Listen, when people don't want to respect the history about civilization, you are done. You're like a piece of, you know, You're like candle, you know, when you light a candle. And just for this part that makes sense why I'm saying this, you know, you light a candle and depends on how large on what the mass of the candle, you know, it could be burning from now until tomorrow this time, right? We're not going to be alive on this planet forever. We only have a little time to live, right? And you better be sure that all the things that you are living by or on, just know it just, you know, just as you heat some meal this evening, later you have a little supper, and you go to your bed, and you wake up in the morning, you do your thing all over again, because every day that's what you're going to do. You know, have meal, you know, maybe 3 meals a day. You know, you keep on doing that every day, right? There's going to come a time when you just don't feel well, you get sick, and, you know, you may get a little, come back to your health. But then someday, you're going to just don't breathe anymore. You're dead. So it is important to pay attention to information, because there was a time when there was no civilization. on earth. And the white people, they were here as Homo erectus, a subgroup of the hominin, right? They didn't have any civility. They make stone tools. They can't talk or nothing. That's the way where the white people are coming from, right? That's where they are coming from, where they want to make, you know, something differently and use a Bible. Now, you don't want to follow the Bible because the Bible don't have an academic consultant that can say anything you are reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve is true. You see, because if even some part of the story is true, what happened when somebody questioned it and they have to lie? Because they use that story, they get it from somewhere and use it and lie, put lies in it to make what they want to be what they want. What I'm trying to say to you, whilst you're alive, and I'm not talking to white people because white people don't have any use for what I am saying, okay? It's somebody who has a hope. White people don't have any hope. You hear me? Okay. And you can, you know, it's funny, people don't want to talk to me because I'll prove anything I say. But, you know, I don't mean any harm in any kind of way, you know, not at all. But the point is, if you're on the wrong, you know, going on the wrong road, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, if I am to laugh at, you know, I mean, foolishness, well, I'm going to laugh at foolishness. But I am interested in a person who have hope. You must be civilized. White people are not civilized. Not one of them. You know, they know to do some civilized thing, but they're not civilized. You know, I mean, a few things don't make you civilized. You have to have the blood, okay? You have to have the blood of civility inside of you. You got to come with it. Otherwise, no. So look like a human, talk like a human, and do some other things like a human. That don't make you a human at all. You understand? So I make it very clear. You can't buy this thing. Okay? So let me tell you something now about this book with a few tablets. And like I tell you, it's a book that is authored by a leader of the gods on earth who came from an Iberu. And, you know, this, something comes to mind I want to tell you about. Growing up in church, I remember there is a song, used to be sung in the church about swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Now, the reason why I'm telling about that is because of that word, chariot. I remember from early days. And is now, in my old time, thinking, oh, when I am reading now about these gods that come from Nibiru and do all these work in, you know, in South Africa, and all around the world, they talk a lot about how they were, you know, carried about in chariots. there were very frequent trips between Earth, Mars, and Nibiru. A lot of trafficking in chariots. And, you know, I never hear anything about, they get into accident or nothing like that. You know, and you have a king that was into some problems with his government back home who flew from Nibiru to Earth to see if he could find gold here because they needed gold. And he was the one who came and discovered that they had gold here, right? And then send communication back home, and then the mission got into action that they could come here, bring a crew of people to come and start. And the first voyage they make to Earth was about 50 or 51 members that came. Yeah. So we don't understand the civilized world and how civilization came about. But for sure, whether you want to make sense of this, is that the white people ancestors back then, because it's along quite a bit of time ago, right? 450,000 years ago, right? 450,000 years ago, that it was. And there was no weekday, month, or year. There was none of that on Earth at that time. So, therefore, they came here and they started the days of the week, make a month, and so much month make a year, right? The 12 months make 1 year. So it is the gods that set up all these things on Earth, not these white people that you see out there. So I hope that means something to you. Now, I'm reading from the book that one of the chief leaders, the chief scientist that brought us all of the good civilized things here, I'm going to read some information that relate to communication from them when they were here and different things that they were doing. All right. Some of these things may sound a little strange or stuff like that, but you will get the gist of, what I am trying to convey to you. This is coming from I am Tim Aldred. I born and raised up in Jamaica, right? I'm African. I'm hybrid. I come with this blood. Yeah, right? It's the gods that give their blood to create us. Okay, so don't fool around. Don't fool around. I'm not talking what white people and church and all those kind of stuff is all about. It's not that. This is civilized stuff. This is not about Christmas and Easter and them whole bunch of nonsense, right? I'm telling you serious stuff. It comes from our side of civilization. A long time, these people would eventually go back to where they come from. But at the end, when they accomplish their mission here, it's a big, 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 big story as to how we are called Earthling. We hybrid people are Earthling. We have nothing to do with white people hominage them. Nothing at all. Until something bad happened 100,000 years ago. Apart from that, we don't have anything to do with these people. Now, Our ancestors, the gods, not the earthling hybrid, the gods themselves who came here and established everything, they have a lot to say about the time that they spent here and how we hybrid were developed and stuff like that. And it turned out to be a good thing for them to have us useful in what, in their mission, right? And turns out that we become a civilization on Earth. We're not going to allow these sodomite, want to be human white people mess up what we have. You're not going to mess up what we have, you know. And all that you come in and talk about what is yours and stuff like that, it won't be long until your shadow is not around. This is not a joke. I am from the family of the gods. So you just get what I am saying very seriously. All right? You come in here and all the kind of vomit and all this kind of a whole bunch of nonsense you're talking about, go and find yourself up into Europe. I'm serious. Go up there and don't be here talking about, yeah, you this and you that and stuff like that. I'm telling you, get out. Because that's the place for you. Being here and trying to impress us, you this and you that, I'm telling you, it's over. Get out. No joke about that. I've been looking at how you just walk in and say, oh, this place is mine, that place is mine. Yeah, up in Rome, right up there. You're still up there. Where you put down the king, right? And in Jerusalem, you know. I mean, you knock down everywhere that we, establish ourselves. Now, you're going to go, and you're going to leave it. You come here with nothing, and you're going to go back with nothing. Take your Christianity with you. All right. Let me now read to you some of these, communication. Let's say, all right, let's see. All right, this is going to be the fourth region for Anunnaki alone, consecrated. The peninsula of the palace. Now, the peninsula of the place of the chariots will be. Now, see, they start to tell you about chariots. But this is coming down to when they about to leave Earth and go back to their planet. A few things transpire because they intermingle with the earthling that they created. You know, some of them married to some of us. You know? All right, so they're getting a few things in place whilst they're winding down. Now, this is the account of Anu's journey to the lands beyond the oceans and how in the first region for the Anunnaki cities were re-established, having the decision about the four regions and Marduk civilizations made. Anu, about his grandson Marduk, required I must see him again. To the leaders, Anu said, whether by Dumuzi and Ningrishida to Nibiru, in envying. No. No, I read that wrong. Whether by Dumuzi and Ningrishida to Nibiru inviting Murdoch's Irie, I myself have caused. So did Anu wonder to reconsider the punishment of Marduk, he wish. When to the lands beyond the ocean he journey, Marduk to meet you will be told. The land where he roams in those parts of the earth, it is. So did Enlil to Anu say, before, for the distant lands, the royal couple went, the Eden and its lands, Anu and Antu, surveyed. Eridu and Nibruki, they visited. Where the cities of the first region were planned, they saw. In Eridu, Enlil about Enki complained, the me formulas to himself Enki is keeping. Anu on the seat of honor seated, words of praise to Enki said, my son, for himself, a magnificent house built, beautifully on a platform, it is raised. To the people that the house surround and serve, great knowledge will Enki give. Now, the knowledge that in the Mies is sacred with another Anunnaki must be shared. Embarrassed was Enki to share with all the divine formulas to Anu, he promised. In the ensuing days, in skyship traveling, Anu and Antu, his spouse, other regions surveyed. Then, on the seventh day, to Anuki, The royal couple returned for one more night of rest. In the morrow, when the younger Anunnaki before Anu and Antu for a blessing came, Anu to his great-granddaughter Inanna took a liking. He drew her closely. He hugged and kissed her. "Let all my words heed to the congregated," he announced. So we leave to Anna. To Inanna has a dowry is given. Let the skyship in which we the earth shall survey to Inanna my present be. Joyed Inanna to dance and sing began. Her praise of Anu as hymns in times to come were chanted. Therefore, bidding farewell to the Anunnaki for the lands beyond the ocean, Anu and Antu departed. Enlil and Enki, Ninurta and Ishkor with them to the golden land went to impress Anu, the king, with the great golden riches. Ninurta, an abode for Anu, Ninurta, an abode for Anu and Antu built. Its stone blocks to perfection cut with pure gold inside were covered. A golden enclosure with flowers of Curlian stone carved. The royal couple awaited by the shore of the great mountain. Lake was the abode erected. How the gold nuggets are collected, the visitors were shown. There is gold here, enough for many shores to come, Anu, satisfied, said. To a place nearby, Ninurta to Anu and Antu, an artifice mund showed. How to a place for melting and refining metal. It was made, Ninurta explained, how a new metal from stones was extracted. He showed them. Anunnaki made, he called it. How
by combining it with the abundant copper, a strong metal he invented. He showed them. On the Great Lake, from those shores, the metal came anew and unto sailed. The lake of Anak unto called it. Henceforth, this was its name. Then from lands from the north, lands where great horned beasts are hunted. Marduk, before his father Enki and his grandfather Anu came. Nabu, his son, with him was. When Enki about Serpenit inquired, Marduk with sorrow of her death, them told. So I can tell you that this Serpenit was Enki's son's wife. And Enki was asking Marduk, I think at this time that they were not together at the time, they were away on some occasion. So Marduk, father Enki, is asking him about his spouse, Serpenit, and he told her that she passed away. Now, let's go to this next section. Now, Nabu alone with me has remained. To his father and grandfather, Marduk said, Anu Marduk to his chest press. Enough, you have been punished. To him he said, with his right hand on Marduk's head, Anu Marduk to be forgiven, blessed. So Marduk was into some problem and he was punished by law, and now his grandfather is saying that, telling him now that he's well punished enough and he's going to forgive him, going to bless him. From the golden place high in the mountains, all who had gathered to the plain below went, deer stretching to the horizon. Ninurta, a new place for the chariots, has prepared. They had a lot of chariots here that they use to traffic back and forth. Anu and Antu's celestial chariot stood there ready with gold to the brim. it was laden. So they are on Earth, and they go going back to their planet, Nibiru, and their chariot was loaded with gold. Now, as the time for departing came, Anu to his children words of goodbye and guidance said, whatever destiny for the earth, this is a very important part that I really wanted you, that motivated me to read this portion, although I don't read all that great, but I'm trying. But there are some things here that are a very important point I wanted everybody to, if you can digest this, to take a listen of it. Whatever destiny for the earth and the earthlings intended, let it so be. Leaving Earth now, on the visit, how long they spent? Maybe about a month or something like that. So now they're leaving. So this is what I think this is Anu is saying, right? He said, whatever destiny for the Earth and the Earthlings, mean us people, not white people, no, not white people. What I'm trying to tell you, in the World History Textbook, I tell you that the white people are not recorded in there as people at all. They are not people in the World History Textbook, which meaning civilized people. Neither Europe is listed in the World History Textbook as a place originated with the other civilized places. So neither these white people or Europe is considered, under civilization and all that taken place with human being. These white people are not a part of human being. Okay? So this is what I want you to know into this book and into the World History Textbook. There's no place that white people are civilized. All right. Nobody can change that. Nobody at all. If man, not Anunnaki, because even the Anunnaki are not human. The Anunnaki are not human. They are gods. You see? And they are separate. So how much more these white people, how much more are we separate from them? In taxonomic, in every given way. So this evil that they do and come rape off some of our people, and now all of our generation are very brain delinquent. Our brain is delinquent since 100,000 years ago. All right, so you listen to this now. So what bad happened to us? whatever destiny for the earth and the earthling intended, let it so be. You see, but at that time, we never fall from our state. You see? Now he's saying all of this. Could he foresee and know that something was going to happen to us? I cannot tell that. If man is singling out earthling, if man, not Anunnaki, gods, right, to inherit the earth is destined,
Let us destiny help. If we are to inherit the earth, if man, not Anunnaki, to inherit the earth, is destined, let us destiny help. Give mankind knowledge, Anu said, up to a measure, secrets of heaven and earth them teach, right? Which means they're going to teach us, but they're not going to tell us all the secrets of their planet, right? But they are to help us with knowledge, though. Help us to have knowledge, good knowledge. Laws of justice and righteousness, teach them. You hear that? When I tell these sodomite people that we have laws, it's kingship. We have laws, you know, to make society on earth a progress. When they come here with AD and Adamani, and I tell them, you know, them are sodomite, but them are make laws and all that kind of thing, they think it's joke. They think it is joke. And they don't want their existence to terminate, but that's exactly what is going to happen. So, this is the man who is causing everything to happen, Anu, the king of heaven and earth, right? And see the command that he gives, you know, give it to these sodomites, because sodomites is not a part of us. They belong to themselves. Europe, laws of justice and righteousness, teach them. Then depart and leave. You see? I told you, this is the closing of the gods, them being on earth. He tell them, final word, help us, right? With knowledge and so on. And in what way destiny will help us, that they are to help us, right? And then after they teach us the knowledge and laws and justice, laws of justice and righteousness, teach them, then depart and leave. So did Anu to the children, fatherly instruction give. Once more, they hugged, embraced, and kissed. And from the new chariot's place, Anu and Antu from Nibiru left. That was the last time those people been here to Earth. As far as, no, they did come back some other time. I think so. Yeah, I think they did come back some other time. Yes. Once more, they hug, embrace, and kiss, and from the new chariot's place, Anu and Antu for Nibiru left. The first to break the sorrow silence was Marduk with hunger, were his words. All right. So that's the part I really wanted to tell you about. That is Anu, the king of heaven. If you think what's going on earth here is not by the gods, the king of heaven and earth, make a sad mistake. everything that is going on with the weather and stuff like that, it is because of these gods that are controlling our environment here, right? That's who determine things here. So you can fool around with us and think it's a joke. I am not joking. I am not joking. I am serious that white people must get out of our territory. And I'm telling you, get out. Okay, I am going to close down now because I'm, you know, I'm about to say what I have got to say. And now we can wish upon a star. All right, let's hear this melody.